Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
Another lovely Saturday morning. And before we get started, Kristen, I just want to talk for a few minutes about last week's guest, Ken Madison, the president and CEO of Florida Hospital Flagler. Was that a great interview?
It was so inspiring. Hearing Ken talk about how you can know if you're on the right path and how you can know if you're doing God's work, you know, relating it to the turmoil you feel when you're not on the right path and that peacefulness that you get if you're doing the right things.
Yeah, absolutely. And his faith is what sustains him when he comes to hard times. When he faces an obstacle, it's his faith and the comfort of knowing that God will see him through. You know, it was a very, very good interview and inspiring.
He was. He doesn't think he's a minister, but he is.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a bit about the podcast that you've set up.
Podcast, you can find it on iTunes. If you search in the podcasts for Howard Holly Presents, you'll get all of our past episodes. You can download them onto your iPod, your iPhone, into your iTunes, and then it'll automatically update with the new episodes each week, so you will never miss an episode.
And all of the archives, so all of the shows as we continue through the year will be there. And of course, the most important thing is here in this area in St. John's, Volusia, and Flagler counties, dial into WNZF 106.3 and 1550 AM at 10 o'clock Saturday mornings. And you must already know that because you're listening to us. So now let me introduce our guest today, Jacob Oliva. Jacob is the assistant superintendent for Flagler Public Schools. And let me tell you a little bit about why I had him join us. First of all, as probably all of you, if not that, most of you know, Jacob is the incoming superintendent of the public school district here in this county beginning July 1st. And in that role, he has a huge responsibility for our education strategies and the lives of our children. He also is the largest employer in the county, and we'll talk, I'm sure, a little bit more about that. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you for having me join the show. It's quite an honor and privilege.
Oh, no, the honor is ours. Trust me. So, Jacob, let's start off with maybe a little bit about your background. I know a lot of people do know about you, but, you know, in talking to people as I was preparing for the show, many people don't know your background. Could you tell us a bit?
Sure. I was born and raised in South Florida in Miami. I'm a proud product of the Dade County public school system and had a great childhood coming up. You know, we grew up with challenges as a family, just like most of our families as well. We weren't very well off, and we had to scrape by many times to make it through our day. But my parents always pushed education and made sure that we did well in school.
What did you learn during that time in your childhood? What did you take from that that you're still affecting you now?
Well, I'd like to say maybe street smarts. I don't know if that's part of the official curriculum, but you learn how to get along with different people.
Yeah, sure.
South Florida is a very diverse city, and the culture down there is very vibrant, and you get to run across the paths of people from different walks of life, and and learning how to get along with folks and associate with them is a skill that I feel that I carry with me into this role now.
You were saying that your parents had a real focus on education.
Yeah, they always wanted us to do well. And, you know, we never pushed grades, I would say, to a high level, but they always made sure we were at school. We had what we needed to do in order to make it through the day. What a lot of people probably don't know about me is I didn't go to college right away after high school.
How big of a gap?
It was about 3 years.
Okay.
Afterwards, the year I graduated from high school, we got hit by Hurricane Andrew.
All right.
And my dad worked in construction at that time, and he pretty much said, "Son, you're going to work.
you've got to lend a hand here."
Yeah, there's too much work to be done, and I need your help.
Wow.
And you know, college was something that I always just figured that's what you did after high school, but we never really had mapped out a plan or had a lot of detailed discussions. So when going right into the workforce was an option. That's what I did, and continued to do that for a few years down in South Florida. And once the construction industry started catching up and slowing down, I said to myself, like, you know, I really want to go to college. I want to be a teacher. It's something I always had a passion for. I had teachers that made a big difference mm-hmm. in my life.
I did as
up,
well.
And mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to give that back. And when the business started slowing down, I decided to move up this way. I actually moved to Daytona Beach and started going to community college at Daytona Beach Community
So you've
college.
Been in this area for a while.
Yeah, I moved up this area in 1996.
Oh, okay, wow.
And I got my associate's degree from Daytona Beach Community College, and then had to transfer to a four-year institution at that time and finish my bachelor's at Flagler College.
In St. Augustine.
Up in St. Augustine. And okay. that's during that time, I was married, and my wife and I decided that we're going to buy a house. And we bought a house in Palm Coast and been very blessed and are raising our family here ever since.
So did you begin your education career here in Flagler County?
I did. When I was living in Palm Coast, I finished my coursework at Flagler College. I had to do a senior internship. And I remember walking into Wadsworth Elementary School and asking if I could have an appointment with the principal and see if he would allow me to do my student teaching there. And Stuart mm-hmm. Maxey was the principal, and he welcomed me with open arms. And I did my senior internship there, finished college, and he offered me a job right after I graduated. And that's where I started teaching.
So you began in elementary school?
I did.
What grade?
I bounced around a little bit. I taught fifth grade, third grade, and most of my teaching I worked with students with special needs. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that. And it helps give me the patience that I see in the students and the challenges that they face working and coming from that background. That's what I went to school for.
How many years have you spent now in Flagler Public Schools?
I'm in my current 14th year.
Okay.
So I've been very blessed with opportunity and have moved up through yeah. the system very quickly.
Well, you've definitely moved up, and it has been quick. I like to ask my guests if they consider themselves to be successful, and I like your answer to that. And then secondly, if so, how do you measure success?
Sure. I guess the answer to the first part of your question is yes, I consider myself to be successful. And the way you measure success, or at least for me, I define it by levels of happiness. And I've actually been reading a lot in the field of positive psychology, which is it's kind of a new field that psychology's been studying for the last 20 years. And I've read some work out of Harvard, and some of the work I'm reading has been challenging the age-old question to defining success. And conventional wisdom tells us that if we work hard, we'll be successful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That success is measured by reaching those goals of working hard. If I can get that promotion, then I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
If I can lose 5 pounds, then I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
If I can achieve these things, then I'll be happy. And what the field of psychology is saying is that if you define your level of happiness, then success will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And they define happiness in three areas, one being pleasure, two being engagement, and three being meaning. So if you're looking at happiness and only defining the things that bring you pleasure or fulfilling your hobbies or things mm-hmm. that you like to do, you're not going to be living your life to the fullest.
I think pleasure is self-descriptive, mm-hmm. but the other two might need a little bit more description around them.
I think when we talk about engagement, there's something to be said about the people you see every day
mm-hmm.
that's in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
Spending time with your family, spending time with your friends, enjoying what you do with your colleagues, you know, is what defines engagement. And then by having meaning, I know in education, we make a difference in the lives of children and families every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a purpose. We're leaving a legacy. And so when I look at the balance of happiness that I feel in the career and the industry that I choose to work with, I enjoy the people that I work with. I've got great relationships. It is fulfilling. It's a fulfilling industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I'm doing what I love to do, success has followed me.
So is that the answer to the meaning piece as well? So are you saying that the meaning is the fulfillment that you're getting?
Exactly. everybody has their own, I guess, definition for success. Mm-hmm. And I don't look at it from a monetary perspective or a position or a title perspective. Sure. It's do you get to do what you love? Mm-hmm. I wake up every day excited to go to work. I'm not a person that dreads having to do what I got to do. Now, some days are more challenging than others. Mm-hmm. You'll find that in any industry. But I get to have fun. Mm-hmm. I get to have fun all day long, and I'm rewarded every single day. I hear the success stories of our students, and it reinforces that we're doing the right stuff for kids. Mm-hmm. And because I have the ability to do that, I define myself as being successful at having the opportunity to do what I love to do.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We're here with Jacob Oliva, the incoming superintendent of the Flagler County Public Schools. Jacob, we're going to take a break at this point and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what adversities you face, because we've talked about your success and how you got there. Now we're going to spend a little time talking about how you've overcome obstacles and challenges. You are listening to Against All Odds, and my name is Howard Holley.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
This is John Subers for the Florida Hospital Flagler News Update. Florida Hospital Flagler recently announced that Ormond Beach-based EM Pros is now providing the care to our patients in our emergency department. Dr. Kristen McKay has also been appointed as our emergency department's medical director. She will lead the team of board-certified physicians as they provide the very best care. For more information, visit FloridaHospitalFlagler.com. This has been a Florida Hospital Flagler News
Your
Update.
Partner for life.
Welcome back, and you are listening to Against All Odds. I'm here with our guest, Jacob Oliva, the incoming superintendent at Flagler County Public Schools. And Jacob, at this point in our show, we begin to talk about the whole premise of the show. And the show's premise is that success isn't honed just by the things that you do easily or the things that you do well, but often by the failures and the obstacles and the challenges that we learn to overcome. Do you agree with that premise?
I agree.
Then share with us a bit then how that has impacted you on your journey.
Sure. One of the things that we talked a little bit about in the first segment is defining that level of happiness. And I believe that happiness fuels success. Mm-hmm. So when you're pursuing your goals and your dreams of what you want to do, that's what's going to help you overcome adversity. I know for me, after I went to high school, I entered the workforce and I was making great money. I was busy. It was all the hours that you could do. The more you work, the more you made. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't fulfilling to me, working in construction, building roofs, doing electrical. It was a very challenging job, and I wanted to do something with my life that made a difference in others, mm-hmm. which gives us that meaning. And when I made that decision, I didn't have any money, mm-hmm. and was struggling to get by, and I said, I'm going to go to college. And college was never a true focus. Whereas we laid out a plan, mm-hmm. in our family to say, this is how we can achieve that goal. But I told myself, I think I'm smart enough to do this and I'm going to figure it out. And that was some of the toughest years of my life because I had to work full time mm-hmm. jobs, picking up shifts. Mm-hmm. I was working at a Pizza Hut, mm-hmm. paying my way through college and taking classes full time in order to make it, in order to make that balance work.
So were you happy at that time?
I was. It was fun because, I mean, I was in my young 20s, mm-hmm. so I think everybody's having fun. Maybe I was having too much fun, but I knew I was making sacrifices. You know, there was times where my friends were able to do things and I was like, well, I can't go because mm-hmm. I got to study. Mm-hmm. And to reach those goals, sacrifices had to be made. Mm-hmm. And when I look back at some of those difficult times, I say to myself, I'm so glad that I made those sacrifices and gave up some of that pleasure mm-hmm. and gave up some of the fun and missed some of those opportunities to reach the goals of obtaining a college degree and being able to enter into a field that I wanted to do. And
now you're still educationally developing yourself, aren't you?
Yeah. In fact, I'm enrolled at the University of North Florida pursuing a doctorate degree. And mm-hmm. now that's when I started education. I fell in love with learning and wanted to become a lifelong learner. And I don't stop. Mm-hmm. And I've always told myself by the time I turn 40, I can have a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost there. I have to finish my dissertation, and that 40th birthday is coming up, so I better get in gear.
Don't be an ABD.
Right. Well, right now I'm ABD, yeah. So I have to finish
what?
That.
ABD, all but dissertation. Yeah. You got all of the studies done.
All of the coursework's done, and the comprehensive finals, which was another mm-hmm. talk about adversity.
So I want to talk a little bit more about adversity. So you had young adversity trying to balance things and You talked about how happiness fuels success and then pursuing things that made you happy. You continue to do that. What did you have to overcome to be as successful in such a short time? Was it just the right place at the right time? What did you have to overcome?
I think that's part of it, but part of the challenge to overcome is being able to say to yourself, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many times as I was going through college, working on a bachelor's or a master's where I said, I'm done. I can't take any more assignments. Mm-hmm. This is too much stress. I don't want to do this anymore. And it would have been very easy to walk away. Mm-hmm. And being able to realize that you're at that point, step back and say, okay, that moment's over. It's time. We got to get refocused, develop some strategies, chunk it up and suck it up and just get it mm-hmm. done. It's doable. And that's one of the biggest things that I tell everybody, if you set those goals, you can achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be hurdles. There's going to be obstacles. That's what we call life. Mm-hmm. There's unexpected diversions, but managing that is the biggest challenge.
Jacob, I got you, but I'm out there and I hear what you say. How do I overcome that? How do I self-motivate or push myself to that? Was it your family? Was it your wife? What factors?
At those points, it was my wife. Yeah, it was pretty much said, I've made some sacrifices too, and this ain't going to be all about you. And we're in this together.
Right.
And I think, what you're leaning towards in every aspect of a person's life, and even in my life now, I seek out a mentor because mm-hmm. there's going to be challenges and there's going to be answers to questions that you're not going to have. So I would encourage everybody to find somebody that you can call and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. Mm-hmm. How did you get through this when it happened? And being able to have somebody that you look up to give you advice and mentor you along the way, no matter who it is, has been something that's helped me.
Good. That's an excellent comment. I want to talk about another adversity. You were selected to be the superintendent. During the time period where there were a lot of articles, letters, a lot of questions, how did that affect you individually and personally?
Well, I tried to just look at the big picture. The selection of a superintendent is the school board's one of their biggest tasks that they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always looked at it from the perspective of, am I employed in the school district and this is where my career is? Yes. But this is also a place where my children go to school. So if the school board has an opportunity to bring somebody in with experience and expertise to fulfill their vision, I will support that and work just as hard for that person as anybody else because their goal and mine at the end of the day is to make this school district great.
So you would not have left?
I would have, unless I was pushed out. I'm rooted in Flagler County, yeah. and I want to stay here, okay. and I would stay. And then on the flip side, if the board feels that if I'm the person that can lead this school district to the path of greatness, then I'm going to do everything that I can.
Good. Good. So, Jacob, I like to wrap up our session with our guests, asking them to envision that you're speaking in front of a large group. In fact, it's all of your students or all of your parents. What messages would you send to them about success?
I would say this to look at defining success personally mm-hmm. in defining what makes you happy. And if you're focused on doing things that you love, you're going to be successful. When you develop that vision of what you want to see, write down strategic, actionable goals towards reaching them, where you can map out, I'm going to achieve this degree at this time. I'm going to seek out the advice from these people. I'm going to talk to this and map it out. Because if you don't take the time to write down actionable goals, they're just dreams. Mm-hmm. And if you only have dreams, they may never come true.
Yeah, I'm a big believer, Jacob, in doing that and writing down goals, because what I've learned over the years is you trick yourself that what you're doing was what you intended to do.
And time goes by fast.
Exactly.
And that's one thing that I'm learning and watching my children grow up is that every moment counts, mm-hmm. and we can't take a single day for granted, and we got to make the most of it.
Well, I liked your comment about levels of happiness in terms of the positive psychology. You talked about pleasure, you talked about engagement, and you talked about meaning. It sounds as if you were doing all three of those things. I want to applaud you and congratulate
you
and wish you the best wishes. But I think what we have to do isn't give you best wishes. We've got to work hand to hand with you to help make this the number one county in the state of Florida with regards to education.
I think we have the same vision.
I believe we do.
We're going to get it done.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your being with us, Jacob.
Anytime.
Jacob Oliva, incoming superintendent, Flagler County Public Schools. And now let's hear from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and my co-host is Kristen Wetzel. So, Kristen, what did you think of the interview with our guest, Jacob Oliva?
I thought it was great. I didn't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had read in the paper about, you know, him taking over as superintendent and being selected as the incoming superintendent, but I didn't know anything about his background. I thought it was great to hear how his entire career has been in Flagler County, mm-hmm. from his internship at Wadsworth all the way through to now being.
But it's actually broader than that, because I believe that Flagler County is the heart of this region and certainly the new pulse and growing part of this region. So what's interesting is that he went to Daytona State College, got his associate's degree, and then went up to St. John's and got his bachelor's at Flagler College.
It is. It's great. I mean, I think this community, this area, St. John's, Volusia, Flagler, we really are one big family.
Mm-hmm. And I liked his levels of happiness. I seem to hear a thread here about happiness, wouldn't you say?
I definitely agree. Again, like I say, every week, nobody talks about the car they drive or the house or the money. Mm-hmm. It's always about those intrinsic values. And I liked how he said that, you know, in the traditional sense, people think that you have to work hard and then success will follow. But actually, you just have to define your happiness and success will follow.
Yeah, he said happiness fuels success, and pursuing what makes you happy fuels that. I mean, it's a great cycle. It starts off with, what do you have to do to be happy? And if you do that, then you're going to be successful.
And so long as the thing that's making you happy, mm-hmm. You know, follows those three things he said. So pleasure, engagement, and meaning. As mm-hmm. long as it has that meaning, mm-hmm. I think you'll be successful.
Now, is that meaning to someone else or meaning to him or both? What do you think?
I think it's both. I think it's about making a difference in the world, making a difference in people's lives, but also feeling like what you're doing means something.
Yeah. Great. Anyway, I think we're on to something here. These have been great guests so far. You know, I'm just prayerful that we can keep it up. Let's talk about how people can participate in the dialogue.
They can visit us at our website, www.howardholleypresents.com. Holly's H-O-L-L-E-Y. On the website, we have a podcast to our past episodes.
Congratulations, Kristen, in getting the podcast on our website.
I did. We're also on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes, you can search Howard Holly in the podcast, and you can download us onto your iPod.
I was with John Subers, and he subscribed to it. So he went on to, I told him about it, and he went on to his iPhone, and he subscribed. He already had a couple of podcasts, and so it was already an app. And he just put in Howard Holly and said, do you want to subscribe? He said yes, and it automatically downloaded all the shows.
And now every time that we put a new one, it's just going to pop up on John's phone.
And he gets an alert that tells him that he's got a new podcast. So from
everyone
a guest
should do that.
Absolutely. So I think that's great. What are the other ways?
Okay, they can like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Howard Holly Presents. They can follow us on Twitter. We're Holly Presents on Twitter. Or they can send me an email, Kristen@HowardHollyPresents.com. K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
Great. Thank you, Kristen. Now, where are we going here? So who is our next guest? Do you have a good one for us?
I do. Joshua Williams.
All right. So why Joshua Williams?
Because he's inspirational.
Okay.
He's overcome a lot of adversity, getting his degree at Bethune-Cookman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How much do you want me to tell?
I don't want you to tell too much.
All right. Well, maybe I'll just stop there.
But, we think he is inspirational. He's a young man, 23 years old, who's already overcome quite a bit of adversity. So we definitely want you to listen. Again, this is Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and your name is
Kristen Weitzel.
And we want to wish the best of luck to all of you in the oncoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow.